we should call your attention to 1 John, and I will be reading out of the second chapter beginning at verse 15. 1 John chapter 2 beginning at verse 15, the Bible reads, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Supporting scripture, Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Very familiar passage that reads, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought or the subject, you either love one or the other. You either love one or the other. Whatever it is, just let God have it. And you will find that whatever it is, God has a way of working it out. Give honor to the Lord this morning, and give honor to Reverend Jeter this morning, to Mother Partee this morning. We give honor to you. We're thankful for your presence and your wisdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible declares that we ought to give honor where honor is due. And every time that great woman of God dawned these doors, I can't help but to tell the Lord, thank you. I thank you because what she means to us. I thank God because she is one that has labored in the vineyard and gave all that she had when she had the strength to give. And then even being weak and feeble, have a mind and a heart to be in the house of God. I wonder, do we know how important it is for us this morning that when you live to get old enough that you still love God enough? We love to testify and we love to say my hair's going to get gray and my eyes are going to get dim and my footsteps are going to get shorter. But when all these things come to pass, what are you going to do? There are a lot of folk that just sit down and they have a pity party and they just don't want to do nothing. They don't want to go nowhere. I thank God for Graham. Graham goes everywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. No need of being dead till you're dead. As long as you got a mind to go and a will to go, God will give you the strength to do what you really want to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God because we have some pillar posts in this household that encourages us. Look at Mother Frazier. Sitting there looking like a beautiful blue peach this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God to be able to look around in the church house and still see some of our elders that are yet still praying with us and praying for us and helping us to make this journey, because it's not an easy journey. And we have those in here that labored and laid down the foundation, and we are building upon that foundation, but we can't forget those that labored before us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was at the barbershop yesterday, and I'm going to go ahead and preach, but some of you may be like me. This pollen and sinus got me so that I can't kind of do like I want to do, but I'm going to do what God say, do one way or another. But I was at the barbershop and I had some chicken wings and I offered one to an older gentleman and I gave him the chicken wing. Of course, chicken wings are messy. So after I gave it to him, I got up and I gave him a paper towel so he could clean his hands off. And a younger man in the barbershop said, "Why are you serving him?" I say, "Because I want to have long days upon the earth, because I was were brought up in a way to love my elders. And there comes a time that you don't have to wait till somebody asks you, give me something. If you see a need, you just get up and do what common sense tells you to do. And that's what we're trying to teach our young people, is to love our elders. That's why periodically and every now and then, I can't call everybody's name out, but I like to call them out to let them know you have not been forgotten. I see you in your place. I know that you're still praying for us. I know that you really are somebody that we need to be part of our family. And it's because of your prayers, it's because of your love that has bound us and is keeping us. And we don't ever need to forget where we come from. Too many times we forget where we come from. We forget those folk that labored along the way and that helped us when we didn't have sense enough to help ourselves. And a lot of times it's because we love the world more than we love God. We love doing our thing more than we love doing God's thing. So the question is this morning, and we want to know, you either love one or you love the other. Hallelujah, Jesus. I trust that I won't be before you very long. But we're going to see what God has in store for us this morning. God blessed us. And I'm thankful for those blessings, because we take it lightly sometimes when we have the opportunity to come to the house of God on Sunday morning. I thank God that we have a household of faith, that we are doing more than just preaching on Sunday morning. We are trying to have a ministry in this household. And when you deal in ministry and service, that means that there are other days in the week that the doors of the church got to be open. We can't operate, we can't function and be the church that God would have us to be if all we're going to do is preach and shout hallelujah inside these four walls and don't never go outside. The Bible said we come in to worship, but we leave to serve. We are servants of the Most High God. And if you're going to be a servant, that means that sometimes you got to learn how to make a sacrifice. Sometimes in being a servant, you already understand that it's not about you. It's not about your agenda. It's not about your individual program, but it should be all about God. God has blessed us to come and to have this blessed opportunity to worship him in spirit and in truth. He's allowed us another chance to come and to magnify his mighty name. And in the midst of all that we might be going through, all of the suffering that is going on in the body of Christ, God is still good. Think about it. We ask each individual, how is Sister So-and-so? How is Brother So-and-so coming along? Because parts of our body is suffering. Part of our body is going through. You might not be going through anything, but we got some loved ones on a bed of affliction. And they may not have your last name, but if you're a member of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, they are a part of your family. We got some family members this morning that are hurting. We got some family members that only thing we can do is pray their strength in the Lord. We don't have the ability to heal. We don't have the ability to create a miracle, but we do know a miracle worker. And the miracle worker said, we have not because we ask not. All we got to do is ask God, Lord, I know that there's a need there. I cannot supply the need, but I know you're an all-powerful God. I know that you are able to address every need that I put down before you. I wonder this morning, did anybody put anything down that asked the Lord to do anything for you this morning? Or are you waiting on altar call before you begin to ask God for what you want to pray for? Altar call is a good thing. It's a good thing for us to come and join together and to put our strength together. But you better ask God for what you want before you leave home. Some of you should have talked to God last night. You had talked to him last night, you would feel better this morning. Some of you ought to realize that when you open up your eyes this morning, it's not by any merits of your own. You hadn't been so good. You are not so holy. You are no better than anybody else. But if you still have the blood running warm in your vein, you ought not be too mean to tell God thank you. I got so much congestion coming down, I can't hardly talk, but I'm going to tell God thank you. Whoever said if I couldn't say a word, I'll wave my hand. If I get to where I can't say nothing, God got me a backup. There's a ram in the bush here this morning. There is a word from the Lord. And that word don't have to come out of this vessel. It can come out of that vessel. It can come out of another vessel. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
if for whatever reason that we cannot make it and we can't be in the house of God, you men ought to be able to say something about God. You ain't got enough God by now to be able to tell somebody some story. You need to get from over there. Every one of us got a purpose in life. And we come in this household of faith and we begin to join in ministry. We got to figure out what is my part. Some of us think all I need to do is just come. All I need to do is just pay. Well, your money helps out things, but we need your service. We need your mouth. We need your hands. We need your arms and your legs. We need you to go and see somebody. Last Sunday was Easter Sunday, and we were commanded to love one another. We talked about love is what love does. What have love done for you this week? You know anything about love? What have you done to help somebody else along the way this week? Have you denied yourself any of the things that you wanted to push away so that you can help somebody else? Love is what love does. Love bled, suffered, and died. And the Bible said because he loved us so much, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what love did for us. Daniel, I guess this morning you might say this is going to be part two. Don't look at me like you crazy. He thought I was getting ready to get on here. That's my brother. That's my friend. That's one that I know I can depend on to love me through thick and thin. And I thank God. I thank God for having folk that you can grow up with that can still love you as their leader and their friend. And I'm not boasting. I'm just being thankful to God for the blessing that he bestowed upon me because there's nothing so special about me. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I thank God. I thank God when we began to think about love is what love does. And we think about love part two. We got to understand what Jesus meant when he told us to love one another. Most of us accept the fact that Jesus died on that Friday on Calvary. Got up on that Sunday morning with all power in his hand. That resurrection Sunday ought to mean something to us. But now we celebrated resurrection Sunday last Sunday. We had a wonderful day and many of us left and we went to our various different places and we had ham and we had chicken and we had potato salad and we just enjoyed Easter. Enjoyed boiled eggs and enjoyed all the things that come with Easter. But as I shared with you on last week, it's still Easter season. Easter is not over just because it's not Easter Sunday. Easter is still today. God is still alive today. He is not dead. He's yet still alive. And I thank God that he got up out of the grave on that third day, but he stayed out of the grave. No need for him to go back. And because he stayed out of the grave, then that lets us know that if we live and trust in him, if we come this far by faith, then we know that God will continue to lead us on. We got to understand that God wants us to love the same way that he loved. Think about it. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And all we got to do is believe in that son. And some of us don't have sense enough to believe in it. We heard the story. We've seen how God has blessed us over and over again. But some of us think we got what we got because of our sacrifices. Because of how hard you worked and you worked two jobs and you did this and you did that. But how can you do anything if God was not in you? My Bible declared that I could not move. I could not have my being if there was not God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I couldn't move my hand if God didn't give me the ability to move them. I couldn't think if God hadn't gave me a brain to think with. I couldn't feel if God hadn't given me a heart. And God said, that heart that I give you, fill it with love. I wonder this morning, do we understand that love binds the church together? The power of love. Church love. Family love. And more importantly, brotherly love. Because unless you can learn how to love your brother, then the Bible said that you don't know much about God. And I'm not talking about your biological brothers and sisters. I'm not talking about just all of the black brothers and sisters. But I'm talking about any nationality, any man or woman that is walking upon the earth. If they are considered to be a human being, then they are your brother or sister in Christ. And we have the audacity to always say that look what they are doing to us. But I find that we are just as prejudiced as anybody else. There comes a time we got to get off of our high horse and stop being so prejudiced. Stop beginning to think that we are better. Some of us think we are better than other folk. Just because you got a little bit more than somebody else got, that don't make you better than they are. And then if you don't have nothing and somebody else got something, don't be a hater and be mad because you didn't want nothing. See, it still goes two ways. Some folk don't have because they don't want. Some folk don't have because they're too lazy to get it. Everything is not for you to have. When you get yourself caught up into doing what the Joneses do. You better understand if you're not a Jones, you can't do what the Joneses do. Some of us think that we can live any kind of way, treat folk any kind of way. We going on to heaven anyhow, you a lie. You're going to be stopped right there. Because the Bible that I read said that we all are going to have to meet him. We all are going to have to talk to him. We're going to have to confess before him. And everything that we've done on this side of life. Anybody glad Jesus died this morning? I want anybody to know that you got something in your life. You got something going on that you realize that if it wasn't for the power of the resurrection of Jesus, that you'd be hell bound this morning. Anybody remember some things that hadn't been that long ago? Remember some things that you used to do that wasn't in the will of God? But you did your own thing anyway. But how many of you know that even in the process of doing the wrong thing, God still blessed you? God still kept you. And then somebody was crazy enough to say, I was lucky enough to get back. No, you wasn't lucky. You've just been blessed. When we are able to love like God loves, it gives us strength and it helps us to make the bonds and the fellowship that God would have us to have. I thank God for the love that we have here in the Fowles Chapel family. Hallelujah. People don't understand that. But we are a loving family in this church. Oh, we don't get along sometimes. We fall out. But we love one another. We don't have all of the answers, but we love one another. We know that God is yet right there by our side. If you don't want your running to be in vain, then you got to be obedient children to the word of God. To really love God and to do effective ministry, we got to work for God. We got to know that it's all about him. It's about making personal and family sacrifices time and time again. As believers, we must continue to let our light shine. We got to walk in the light and love our brothers and sisters with an unconditional love. The Bible declares, when I look here in the word of God, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare this unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie and we do not tell the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, the Bible declares we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all of our sins. Now, what we got to understand, John wants us to understand that the holy character of God as being in the light, being able to live in God and to love like God loves. But in order for us to love like God loved, we got to know God. For God is love. If we are walking in darkness, if we are yet still hating our brothers, then we are not walking in the light of God. If we have not tried to learn how to even love our enemy, we are not walking in the light of God. Everybody you see is not going to love you. Everybody you know is not going to pat you on the back. There are some folk that are not going to become believers. They are always going to be an unbeliever because they're going to stay in the dark, because the Bible says men love darkness rather than light. In other words, you think you can do your thing in the dark. I come to tell you this morning, God has a light that can even penetrate the darkness. I don't care what hole you crawl up in. You look around and there's going to be a light there. And that light going to watch you the whole time that you're there. That light is going to know everything that you've done, everything that you said, everything that you even We like to put people on the spot and try to make them look bad. We like to make people think, and we say sometimes, that you do in the dark going to come to the light. But how many of you glad some of your mess hadn't come to the light yet? Oh, hello, hello, hello. Well, I just come to tell you that if it has not come, be on the lookout. Because God is not dead. He is yet still alive. And you can't get by. You might get by with some folk, but you can't get by with God. I don't care how many times you fool folk. You cannot fool God. It's either in you or it's not in you. You either love him or you don't love it. You either love the world or you love God. And one thing or the other. That's all I'm trying to tell you this morning. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Help me, Holy Ghost. The world passed away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So what we got to understand is all of these things that we try to acquire on this side of life, nothing wrong with it. There are those of us that have sacrificed, worked two jobs, three jobs in order to get some things. And what we got to understand is that when we allow these things to get between us and our love for God, or us and our service for God, that's where the sin comes in at. There's nothing wrong with you trying to acquire material things. Because if you want things, all you got to do is ask God for it. And the thing is that we got to understand that these things are there for us to use. But not to be overwhelmed in them to where we let things be our God. Some of us, our car is our God. We wipe it in the morning and we wipe it in the evening and let it rain a little bit. We go out and we wipe it again. Some of you that love your car, you hate pollen time, don't you? Get it washed in the morning and by afternoon it's green again. But those of you that's your God, you still go back out there and wash it again. Like you don't know that some more pollen going to fall out. Our houses. Some of us think that we got the best house in the world. Not me though. Mine about to fall apart. But there are those that love your house so much to where if you let somebody in, you watch them. Don't have to necessarily be children. You watch grown folk. Some folk house, you got to take your shoes off before you go in. You may not have been there, but I've been to some folk house where you have to take your shoes off. Some of you got these big fine china cabinets. All this beautiful crystal on the inside just gleaming. When the last time you used it? But you love that stuff. If you put that stuff between you and your love for God, you're messing up some things. The Bible says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Lust of the flesh. There are some things that our flesh desire that we may not need. But a lot of times we'll find ourselves going on and indulging in those things anyway. Let us understand, those of us that are listening and reading the word of God, that it's not necessarily talking about sinful nature. Sometimes we like to jump on the bandwagon and we want to put everything in one category. But when we talk about the lust of the flesh, it could be as simple as food. Pig feet. For those of us that have high blood pressure. Country ham. Sausage and bacon. And as I shared with the Sunday school class this morning, that good old fried chicken when the doctor told you to get off of fried food, but you smell it. Your flesh tells you that I smell fried chicken. And it smelled so good. I remember a few weeks ago, we were at Sister Johnson's house. Sister Johnson was frying her Sunday fried chicken. She said, I got plenty of chicken in there. Y'all are welcome. God knows I want it, son. And I couldn't take a sick woman's food. But I could smell that chicken. I looked over on the counter and she had that chicken so pretty and brown. I missed my blessing. Because she offered it to me and I denied it. But there was one in the fold. There's always somebody that'll say, give me some. I'm not going to call his name out. But that individual got in my car with that good old fried chicken. If he had to get out for a minute, I almost took one of them wings. But I realized that that's not my chicken, that's his chicken. I had an opportunity to get it. I should have went back to what I was taught when I was small. I was taught that when you want something, be honest. You see, I used to be shy. I used to be so shy that when somebody asked me that I wanted, I said, no, ma'am. Knowing I wanted it all the time. Anybody else in here ever been like that? Stomach almost growling. You say, no, ma'am. But what we have to understand is that there are many different things that can get between us and our love for God. Even down to something simple as denying food for the flesh. It also tells us about the lust of the eyes. And I sort of described that in looking at that pretty brown chicken. But now, when we talk about the pride of life, some of us are so proud that we will not allow the Lord to bless us. We will not allow God to come in and do the things that need to be done in our life. We walk around like we've done everything all by ourselves. But I come to tell you that God wants us to realize where our blessings come from. We got to understand that God wants us to know that, as David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I got to learn how to praise God when I want to and even when I don't feel like it. I want to let you know this morning that we got to know that we can't love the world more than we love God. You're either going to love one or you got to love the other. If you don't love God, then you're going to be missing something in eternity. Because the things of the world, they are temporary. They are here today, but they're going to be, some of them going to be gone today. Even though we may love all of these material things, those things are going to rust and rot away. But those things that we do for the Lord, I thank God that I found out that only what you do for God is going to last. Only when we love God with all of our heart. We can't let nothing get between us and the love of God. There are a whole lot of folk in the house this morning that say that they love the Lord our God. They say that they'll do this, that, or the other. But I come to tell somebody this morning that you cannot love the world more than you love God. You got to love God with your all in all. For the Bible says, and we know that all things work together to the good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. In other words, he already know what is going to happen in your life. God has a purpose for you in your life. And if God loves you, God is going to work everything out for your favor. The Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I want to let you know this morning that God is for us. For when we look back to last Sunday morning, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that God said after the resurrection, then we got to take on the spirit of love. We got to love God with all of our heart. We got to be willing to spread the good news. We got to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. It comes a time in your life that you can't let nothing get between you and God. If you love God with all of your heart, you got to believe that I'm going to stand for God when I have to stand all by myself. Even if I stand by myself, I know that I'm not all by myself. Because God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I'll always be right there by your side. I want to let you know this morning that you got to make up your own mind that you can't let nothing get between you and God. The Bible said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, nakedness, peril or sword? And it's written for all the day long. He was killed as a lamb in the slaughter, but he opened not his mouth. But I come to tell somebody that neither life nor death, nor height nor principality, nor rulers of this world or the other world will be able to separate us from the love of God. If you love God this morning, you got to love him with your all in all. You either love it or you love the other. I stopped to tell somebody, love brings eternal blessings. Love will bring you out of your mess. Love will take care of you when everybody else is gone. Love will be there when you're seeming like you're all by yourself. But I want to let you know this morning that there is somebody that sits high and he looks down low. He got the love down on the inside. And he loved us so much this morning that he told us to love ye one another. You're either going to love God or you're going to love the world. I thank God this morning for everything that he's ever given me. But I thank him even more this morning for the power of Jesus the Christ. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and the fact that God died on the cross for me, I know that I have a right to the tree of life. I can tell God, thank you. I can live for God deep down on the inside. I know that the Lord is right here by our side. I know God is the one that'll make a way out of no way. You either love him or you don't. You got to stop being wishy-washy. You got to know that if you love God, it will last all the way to the end. God will go with you. God will stay with you. When it seems like nobody else is around, I'm glad this morning to know I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that don't lie. I serve a God that don't change. He's the same today as he was 2,000 years ago. And God is sitting high right now, watching us as we lift up the name of Jesus. Do you want to lift him up this morning? Do you love him this morning? Do you know that he will make a way out of no way? God is our best thing that has ever happened to us this morning. You either love God or you caught up in the world.